Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't apologizing for shit. I do what I want. And JoJo does too.
Love in your eyes. When you said goodbye, you didn't even try. So this time I don't care.
Welcome to another episode of I Do Declare. Still waiting on some people to get here. Just a cool Monday night, and I hope everybody's doing well. Excuse me. Have a bit of a cough. So let's see. While I wait for people, I think I will play a song or two. So. What do we have? Here we go. I'm going to play Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Creedence Clearwater. And my friend Shani asked me to play this. So here we go.
What?
On the show.
Cooper's here, and you're here.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, I gotta go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No. Wait. Oh, I'm gonna kill people.
So Andrew didn't call in?
No, and Cooper just hung up.
He could stay. I can hang up.
Are we really doing this?
No. Tell Cooper to come back.
He says he'll call back in a bit. Great. I'm just going to play some music. Hold on. I have something that fits my mood. Here we go.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort. Cut my life into pieces. I reach my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Do you even care?
Papa Roach, as in roach.
Why would they name themselves after roaches?
I think they are meaning a different kind of roach, as in drugs.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you mean. I was just being funny.
I don't know.
Because,
Oh, wait, here's something funny, everybody.
What?
The song is funny.
Do your balls hang low? Can you swing them to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Do your balls hang low? Can you swing them to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you swing them over your shoulder like a regiment? So can do your balls. Bye.
balls hang low. And I think we have Andrew.
What in the hell?
What the hell? I don't know. What the hell is she with the hell for?
Let
Andrew talk a little bit. I'm trying to be happy Shani right now.
I like the song choice, though.
She likes the song choice, see, Jade?
Yeah, I mean... I like balls too. What girl doesn't? Come on now. I'm kidding. Okay, that's kind of
no. I like racquetball. It's really fun to play.
Yeah, that sounds really bad.
Especially if you play with somebody and you're mad at them, you can hit them in the head with the racquetball.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Jennifer
really
had it.
What?
That's
not really what I meant, but we'll go with that.
Well, Jennifer had hit your ex with. Remember, she had the holiday hit your ex with the baseball bat day.
Uh-huh.
I think made-up holidays are really good.
Yeah.
You know. Jen said she was going to try to get that on the weird holidays. She really did. There's some website where you can, like, enter weird holidays, and she was going to do that. I was like, good luck. So... I don't know. Do you think she can get it on there, Jade?
You know, I really don't know. But I do think a lot of women would support the whole beat your ex with a baseball bat day. I mean, I know I would. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
The message I just got.
Uh-oh.
Coop said you would love that song, Andrew. But
who said
Coop
that?
Is not on the show because Cooper? Me and Coop kind of had a disagreement, Andrew.
What?
Cooper messaged me and said you would love that Balls song.
Me and Cooper had a disagreement.
Well, Cooper's a dork anyway.
No, he's not a dork. I'm the dork.
No, he's the dork.
We're all dorks, okay? Just chill.
Well, I could say something that he is, but it's not good for radio.
Yeah, let's not do that, okay?
Didn't say nothing at all.
I'm saying beforehand, please don't do that.
Say anything.
Good boy. We'll have to find you a cookie later. Sorry.
Who gets
ass.
A cookie? Andrew don't want a cookie.
Andrew gets a cookie.
I want a Hot Pocket.
You want a what?
Well, you get a cookie, damn it, because you ain't getting a Hot Pocket.
No, you want the Hot Pocket Sunday.
Well, I already got a Hot Pocket. So.
It is National Cherry Pie Day today, so he should get a cherry pie.
No.
Didn't you know that?
He gets a cookie.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of the Warrant song, Cherry Pie. That was one of the worst songs ever. Do you remember that song?
I don't think so.
I do.
You don't remember that song? It's like the worst song ever. It was like on the Razzle songs. They have this thing where, like, the worst songs of the year. It goes, she's my cherry pie.
Oh, God, ew, yeah, I remember that song.
That's, like,
that
one of the worst songs
out.
Ever. Worst songs ever. So,
yeah.
Andrew, did you have off today?
Huh?
Did you have off
nope.
today?
I had to work.
But speaking of food and candy and... all that other stuff, here we go.
And now, the Riverdale Carnival presents the Archies.
Take care of the kissing booth while we're singing, Sabrina.
Okay, everybody, here we go with our new hit record, Sugar, Sugar.
Sugar.
Andrew, Cooper wants to know what you were going to say, so go ahead and say it.
Mm-mm, nope.
Yep,
Jade,
go ahead.
You know, I already started it tonight. I don't think there should be any drama put on the show, you know, really.
Not really drama.
I
just
put up at the beginning. What? Hmm?
He was just curious.
Well, I don't think Andrew was, I don't think Andrew was just joking, weren't you, Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah, yep. I know he was joking.
Sorry, I'm enjoying the Hot Pocket.
He's eating the Hot Pocket. He's eating the Hot Pocket.
What kind of Hot Pocket? What kind of Hot Pocket, Andrew?
Well, it was.
He doesn't know. He forgot.
How can he forget it if he's eating it right now? It makes no
sense. I
don't
know. Maybe his taste buds died.
It was a meatball. Oh. A meatball one.
Meatball.
Have you ever heard of people like
there?
Eating things and not realizing what they're eating?
Not really. I kind of realize what I eat.
I've done that before.
Oh. Okay, so we have a few more songs. I believe Andrew wanted to hear 7 Years.
And what song is that?
You'll find out. No. It's a pretty song.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old, it was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits. We were learning quicker, by 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old, so I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me, cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old, I don't believe in failure, cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor, and if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told, I was writing about everything I saw before. Traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I rode a leather once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold, or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
And that was 7 years by Lucas Grant.
Oh, that was. I never heard that before.
It's a pretty song.
I love that song.
Very pretty, very pretty. Now that we get everything out of the way, and I think I'm getting back to Shani.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people listening tonight?
I have no idea right now.
So that's everybody out there. Nobody in the box tonight?
Nope, nobody in the box.
That's surprising.
Well, yes, Jade's got one of those jack-in-the-boxes where she pushes the thing and then it pops up. Jade, don't do it on the channel. You'll scare Andrew.
No, I've got one of those jack-in-the-boxes where I lock people away. They think it's fun, but it's actually a dungeon.
Can I be in there right now?
No. No.
Yes, I want to go in a dungeon. That's what a candy cult is, in a dungeon.
Shani, I don't think you want to go in my dungeon. It's a different kind of dungeon. Not for you. You're not the right gender.
But no, I decided, like, the candy cult, we need, like, a home base. What about, like, a big ship or an old warehouse?
Yeah, that could work.
Don't you think we need a home base?
Yeah, we do. But like I said, my dungeon is not for females. And I don't think you want to go there.
Oh, my God. What, do you have one of those bird cages in there where you can lock men up? I seen that.
Yeah, I got shackles and, you know, a whip and, never mind. Moving on.
What
the hell
is this
secret?
What?
Do what, Andrew?
You haven't read the book, have you?
I can't hear you, Andrew.
You not hear me?
I can't hear you. You sound like you ran away.
I'm right here.
Did you lock him in the dungeon without me knowing?
No, I didn't put Andrew in the dungeon. I do have an idea for somebody I want to put in the dungeon, but it's not Andrew. It's okay. He's not in the dungeon.
I can think of a few people I want to just, like, lock into, never mind.
Okay.
Very alive.
Can you hear me now?
No. Happy for you.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, we hear you now. Sorry.
Why do you want to put people in a dungeon? It's not nice to lock people up.
Because, I mean, they don't want to stay, so I have to keep them somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't think they
want to
stay because of me.
She,
I can go.
She's
going to
Fifty Shades of Grey.
What?
I'm not Fifty Shades of Greying anybody. Oh, my God, that's horrible. Not that bad.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said I was going to Fifty Shades of Grey people, which is really bad. Have you seen that movie?
Frosty will be right here. Frosty's on his way.
The books are a lot worse than the movies. They're
mm-hmm.
really...
Okay, yeah.
Frosty's on his way, Jade.
Jade's gonna put Frosty in the dungeon.
Yeah, that's good.
Frosty in the dungeon. Frosty's already locked in an igloo.
Yeah, Frosty got locked in the igloo, and I had nothing to do with it. So.
No. I think he locked himself in the igloo.
Yeah, I think so, too. And then he just couldn't find the way out. Or something, who knows?
Or he was hiding from somebody who likes Fraggles.
What? Then I don't know. I'm innocent.
Less like he got lamped.
Ways.
You know, remember when that friend of yours got lamped really, really bad, Jade?
Andrew, if I wanted your opinion, I would ask for it.
I didn't hear what Andrew said.
I said I'm innocent. He says, when am I innocent?
Oh, Andrew, shish. We're talking about lamps. Dave used to have a friend who got lamps. Did you know that?
Yeah, apparently she hit her head with a lamp all the time. And oh my god.
All the time.
She wasn't a friend per se, okay? Wouldn't call that girl a friend. I don't know.
But she used a lamp herself all the time.
And that was just poor animal abuse, if you get my drift. Never mind. We shouldn't do that. Because some people are not playing.
Well, okay, can I tell
you?
We have this friend named Cooney. Right? He's part raccoon. He goes through people's trash cans. He said he found a lot of stuff in our trash cans. Jade.
Oh, okay.
Like plant parts.
Interesting.
What?
That's interesting.
Did Tony ever go through your trash can? He told me what he found in yours, Jade.
Oh, God, I don't want to say what he found in mine or what he said he found in mine was really not good.
Yeah. I don't know, Andrew. I think he said he found some blow-up dolls in yours.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, he used to claim that he found dirty magazines and other things. Apparently. Apparently I have a sex toy fetish or something from what he says.
Well, Andrew's got a blow-up doll fetish, so you get, that's good.
I can't believe I just said that. Let's move on. I think we need some music. this song right here that I'm fixing to play is one of my favorites, and it really means a lot to me. Oh, damn. Here we go. This song right here. I said, oh, damn. That's all I said. Here we go.
I guess I just got lost being someone else. I tried to kill the pain. Nothing ever helped. I left myself behind somewhere along the way, hoping to come back around to find myself someday. Lately I'm so time.
let me be myself so I can shine with my own light. Let me be myself.
Please, just one time. Let me be myself.
Yeah, if I wasn't awake then, and I will now. Damn.
Woke me up.
So I wonder how many people are listening out there.
I don't know.
Are you still laughing at the sirens?
Yes.
I think it's gone deaf.
What? Are you okay? I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I had headphones on. It's why it made it 10 times worse.
I forgot about that. Sorry, I had to do it. I wanted to be good, but didn't happen.
Wait, you being good?
Frosty said he heard the siren.
Yeah.
Frosty, Jade said that you locked yourself in an igloo. Oh, no, I don't want to save that. What the hell am I doing?
I don't know.
I'm trying to read Frosty's writing.
Mm-hmm.
He's laughing about the sirens.
Yeah.
You know, did you hear what Frosty did the other night, Jade? Did you, like, hear a goofy story about Frosty?
Mm-hmm. What?
He was the other night he turned on your show on Saturday night, and he was listening to Friday night and didn't realize it.
Oh, goodness.
He's like, I like that song. And then he's like, wait a minute. And I said, that's not the song I'm playing. It's the Candyman. He had the wrong show on. The wrong night.
Okay, so here is, Coop had requested a song, so I'm going to go ahead and play his.
Coop, he did it again.
That was not Coop, he did it again. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Now, I grew up down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know. My pops picked the place up for $1,500 back in 1964. Grandfather was a drinker back in the day, he put him down. But a war is known to change a man, and the whiskey's known to change a man. That's not me. I rarely drink from the bottle, but I'll smoke a little weed. Still live in the sticks where you wouldn't go, in a town of 1,200 off an old dirt road, and a country boy is all I'll ever be. Now it's been 12 years since I sold my soul to the devil in L.A. He said, sign your name here on the dotted line, and your song will be all. He said, you won't sell a million records, boy. You better listen to me. He said, change your style, lighten your style.
Country Boy by Aaron Lewis, and Andrew, I had to mute you.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in your background.
What?
I had to mute Andrew during that song because I kept hearing a lot of noise in the background.
My bad.
I had to mute it.
It's okay. I took care of it, and then I unmuted you because I don't know what was going on, but it happens. It happens. I'm gonna play a really sweet song. I don't know. So here we go.
People live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical thing defines within, and I've been there before. That life's a bore, so full of the superficial.
Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got it, you, baby. Some people want to stop me
people need three dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter, and what good would it be? No one to share.
Yeah, let me get my coffee dirty with those big ass feet.
What? What was that? I don't know. Somebody says they've got coffee? What?
That was what I heard. I was getting coffee.
What?
Andrew said it's his background.
Oh, it was
it ain't
background.
My background. My TV is music.
No. Did you let somebody else on the show, Dave?
No.
That was weird. Andrew said it
wasn't
his
really
background.
Weird.
It was like something about coffee or something.
Maybe on my cordless, like intercepted somebody else's signal. I don't know.
Oh, that can happen.
It was weird.
That can happen. That can. You know, Jade, you can play Frosty the Snowman. It's still wintertime. No, I'm just kidding. That's a good song, though.
Yeah, but...
But it's not about candy.
Well, it doesn't have to be about candy, but I didn't download it tonight, so I don't have it.
Or Frosty the Snowman? No, no. It's actually not cold enough yet for Frosty the Snowman. It's going to get cold again. One more... I think it's going to be one more cold snap. You know what I mean?
It's supposed to be in the 60s and 70s.
There's still going to be another cold snap.
Oh,
I don't think we're done with like the 20s or 30s quite yet.
Here it was 75 degrees today.
Yeah, I know, here too. It was very warm. All right, are you ready for something fun?
Yeah.
All right. Remember how we were talking about candy the other night? Well, I got the zodiac signs as candy. If you're an Aries, you're a hot tamale. I'm not an Aries. If you're a Taurus, you're a payday. Ooh, I do not like paydays. Have you ever eaten one of those?
Mm-hmm. I don't like them.
Now, a Gemini is a now and later. Gemini.
How about now and later? Yay.
Andrew's a now and later. A Cancer, which I want to be a Cancer, is a cotton candy because I love cotton candy. Leo is a Starburst. Virgo is Smarties. Libra, which is me, is a Jolly Rancher. Scorpio is Twizzlers. Sagittarius is a Laffy Taffy. Capricorn is Snickers. Aquarius is Three Musketeers. And a Pisces is a Lifesaver. I don't actually like Jolly Ranchers. I like the blue ones. Do you like Jolly Ranchers, Jade?
Yeah, they're okay. I like the Jolly Ranchers.
The sour ones are good, though.
Better.
Mm-hmm. You like what?
Jolly Rancher suckers?
Oh, yeah, they're good. Did you ever have the Jolly Ranchers that fizzle in your mouth? You only can find them in certain places. They're actually really good. In the middle is like the fizz. Yeah, they're hard to find, though. They're really, really good. But we should, you know, you have to have that in the candy cult. And you know what? We definitely have to have in the candy cult. It should have been on that list, but it wasn't on that list. You know, Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
I love Pop Rocks.
I used to love those things. I love how.
I know. I saw them like not long ago.
My dad would give us a Coke, a Coca-Cola with our Pop Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh my goodness, isn't that horrible?
Busier.
I know, I know. They actually had a candy bar by Willy Wonka's company, you know, the one that makes the Willy Wonka stuff. It was chocolate with Pop Rocks in it. It was so good, but they stopped making it. If you guys can hear me out there, I know you can't, but bring it back.
Okay, so
bring
listen,
back
listen,
the Pop
listen.
Rocks chocolate. What?
You want to hear something gross, but it was always really good?
Yeah.
So when I was little, my dad would get those glass bottle Cokes, okay? And then he would give us M&Ms to drop in them. And, I mean, it was just, it was good. It sounds
well, that's kind of like chocolate Coke, so it's not really gross. I've had chocolate Coke, like, at the soda fountain and stuff.
I've never had chocolate Coke at the soda fountain.
You never had?
No.
If you go to Sonic, you can get chocolate Coke, you can get chocolate cherry Coke, you can get vanilla Coke, you can get vanilla cherry Coke.
I hate cherry Coke. I don't like vanilla Coke.
Ugh. Well, you can get just chocolate Coke. Yeah, Sonic, you can get, like, everything. And there's a restaurant that I go to. It's still in Philadelphia. It's called Nifty Fifties.
Oh,
and
okay.
They have
Pop
every
Rocks.
Kind of soda
you
want.
You said you wanted Pop Rocks?
Hmm?
You said you wanted Pop Rocks,
what about?
Right?
Who wants
so
Pop Rocks?
Ian
Me?
Is in the box. Ian Matheson.
I don't know who he is, do I?
I think it's Ian from Zello. Not sure. But, anyway, you can get them on Amazon. He sent a link.
I can buy Pop Rocks every day.
Yeah,
they come at my door.
You know, Beelzebub, Ian?
Yeah, he is. Thank you for the link, but I can get them at my corner store, so I'm good. You know?
So, welcome, Ian.
I'll call right back.
Hi, Ian!
All right, back.
All right. Bye.
But,
oh, my God. Frosty! Do you want to know what Frosty put?
What?
Oh, my God. He said, chocolate Coke, good drugs, laugh my ass off.
Oh, God.
Frosty, you need some chocolate-covered Pop Rocks and Coke.
Pop Rocks.
Hi, Ian. How are you tonight?
Pop Rocks and Coke was good. I mean, it was really good.
Our Pop Rocks, they actually made them for a little bit time.
Oh, who remembers, you know those little wax bottles with the fruit-flavored stuff inside of them?
Mm-hmm.
I love those things. Forget what they called them. But
what
little
are they
wax
again?
Bottles.
Oh,
little
yeah,
wax
yeah,
bottles.
Yeah. That's what they call them, the wax bottles. The little soda bottles that you would eat, and you would open it up and the liquid would come out.
Yeah,
is your show, is this show 60 minutes, Jade?
Yeah.
Okay, it's just an hour?
It's 90 minutes. My bad.
Okay, because I got 60 on my reminder. It just popped up with a reminder just now.
Yeah. What was I gonna
but
say?
Yes, they were the wax bottles, and it would have, like, the cherry and the green in it, right? Like, the liquid?
Yeah, and, like, orange and all that, blue and stuff like that. And, I mean, they were really good. The only place I can find those is Cracker Barrel here.
Yes, they actually have them a couple other places, but that's what I find a lot of my stuff is Cracker Barrel.
So who wants to listen
now
to
now I
want to
eat a Cracker Barrel. Thanks, Jade.
I want that, too. Darn it.
I want to eat a Cracker Barrel.
So do I. Damn it.
I know. I love Cracker Barrel. Their chocolate coke cake. You ever heard their chocolate coke cake? It is so damn good.
Uh-huh. Oh,
with
God,
the Up&L ice cream.
Okay, don't.
What
I can't have
food?
Up&L ice cream. I can't have ice cream. Stop talking to me about ice cream. I can't have it.
Oh, I know you
remember?
Can't, but still, it's still good with ice cream. How about for Kenya?
Okay,
frozen
I'm playing
yogurt?
A song because I don't want to talk about food anymore. You're making me hungry.
No, I want to talk about food. I want to talk about Cracker Barrel has the best candy in the world. Just kidding.
Woman, you are making me hungry.
So I'm hungry too, but I'm not eating. I went all day without eating.
Woman, don't make me go.
Did I say that on the air?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, he's not listening, so I'm good.
I don't care that I still have the recording to prove it. Wanna play?
What song are you playing, Jade?
Yeah, now you wanna play a song.
I will. No, here we go. This is for Frosty. Frosty the Snowman. I can't remember the rest of it. Jade, sing it with me. Had a very jolly soul.
And a corn cob pipe and a button
cob
nose
and a cotton nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Yeah, okay.
There
now
must have been some magic in that old. I know all kinds of songs. I'm a teacher, so I know all kinds of songs.
Okay, so I'm gonna play this song now, and pray
we're
that nobody.
We're having fun, Jade. Is Ian still there?
I guess he's still there. I wouldn't blame him if he ran away from that, though.
You might. Okay, I'm not coming on the show anymore.
I'm not talking about that.
I'm just kidding.
The whole Frosty Snowman concept. I'm going to play this song by Jason Derulo and hide my head in a
hole
somewhere.
I like Jason Derulo.
Yeah,
oh, come on, Jade. Kind of have fun.
I know. Here we go.
Get jazzy on. I'm that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got that 6 counts on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Get jazzy on them. You know the words in my song. No, I habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. My passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me.
What? I don't know.
everybody.
We are back.
Yeah, welcome back.
I have a request, Jade. Jade, I have a request from Coop.
What?
He wants me to sing the Itsy Bitsy Spider, so I am. Coop wants me to.
Okay.
The Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the spout again. I'm very proud of myself. Yay.
He said, oh, yay, his jam.
Yes. You know, I'm a teacher, Jay, that comes out. I have to sing that song at least a million times since I've got my degree.
Okay, so in that case, I'm going to go, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up, up. Okay, I'm done. I'm good. I didn't just do that. Moving on.
I got one more. Can I just do one more real quick?
Sure.
This is a classic, Jade. You could even chime in, or Andrew could chime in. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all day long. That's a classic, Jade. That's a classic.
Okay. At least it wasn't Barney.
I don't remember any of those comments. Andrew sang a song. You're the only one who has not sang.
Yeah,
you think Andrew should sing?
I have for Barney's not good at all. It's a bad Barney song.
I don't think you want that, do you, Jade?
No.
And it doesn't look good for Barney in that song, trust me.
Jade likes this song. Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. See, I know my songs, don't I? I'm jamming.
They're coming to take me away. Ha ha, they're coming to take me away.
I think they are taking me away. Lack of sleep. Lack of sleep. So anybody left in the box after that?
Yeah.
Ian.
Ian.
Yeah, I disappeared. I had to order a charging.
Oh, okay, hang on, Cooper.
Headset.
Cooper says, "I love you, you love me. Let's gang up and kill Barney." I agree with that. That'll work.
Yeah, my song goes along like that.
And Ian, I don't think I want dirty kid poems, but thank you anyway.
Ian's doing dirty kid poems? Andrew, see what you got him doing?
No. Well, he gave me a link so that I could say some dirty kid poems. But I don't think, I don't know. I don't think I want to do that.
No, I don't think dirty poems would be good today. Maybe another show.
Maybe
Andrew and Ian should do a show together and do dirty poems. Just kidding, Andrew.
Oh, here we go. Since we're talking. Here we go. Here's a song. Here we go.
A song.
What a song I have.
I'm putting on pumps, got a little ink taping on me. Gonna make you stop, gonna make you wanna watch me do the laundry. Gonna put some fun back in this ho-hum, honey. Gonna be so hot, you think it ought to cost you money. You ain't gonna wanna leave home, cause I got it going on. I will be most anything you. I won't wipe your nose, I ain't gonna check up on ya. Stay out all night long at that sunlight, don't I'm telling on ya. I won't be your boss, I won't be the bad cop, baby. But I'll be the one you just wanna love like crazy. Cause I'll do all those things to make you wanna sing. I'll say your name, make you wanna do the same. I'll be your laughter, I'll be your drama, I'll be your best friend, I'll be your lover. You can be my baby anytime you want, but I ain't your mama. No, I ain't your mama. Gonna wanna leave home, cause I got it going on. I will be most anything you want. I'll be your laughter, I'll be your drama, I'll be your best friend, I'll be your lover. You can be my baby anytime you want, but I ain't your mama.
My improv songs, huh? And are you going to go to Ian's website? Is Dirty Nursery Rhymes or whatever?
No, I'm not doing that. And Cooper sent me one. And sorry, darling, I am not saying that either.
Me too. Jade, I got a thing for you. Ever look at your best friend and wonder why the hell you two aren't comedians but you're on a reality show?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We can do that.
Yeah, but people would run away from me.
I am not going to say that poem, Cooper. He says to say it, Jade.
No, I'm not saying it, Cooper. Don't make me call you what
you don't
like.
No. Was it the old Mother Hubbard one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't make me call
no,
you the name
Cooper.
You do not like. I will call
what?
You the name you do not like.
Uh-oh.
I will. All right. You want me to say it? Because it's kind of an embarrassing nickname. Oh, you're so scared? Okay. Coopy Bear.
Red.
Is that better?
What did you say?
Coopy Bear. He hates that.
Coopy Bear? Aw,
yep.
It sounds like a cereal. Now we have Coopy Bears. That would be cute, right? Little bears say Cooper, and you can put in a cereal bowl, Jade. What? Makes sense. The Coopy Bear cereal.
It's Coopy Bear to the rescue.
Oh, my gosh,
oh no.
Yes, a cartoon with Coopy Bear with a little cake.
Coopy Cakes.
Coopy Cakes to the rescue. He's going to save you, Andrew.
Coopy Cakes. That's even better than Coopy Bear. Coopy Cakes. How do you like
Coopy
that name?
Cakes.
Coopy Cakes.
He said, oh, my God, I'm running. That's fun.
Coopy Cakes. That's his new. He's going to rescue.
Coopy
Isn't he going to be like the new superhero?
Aw.
His superpower is he can serve cake. What?
Coopy Cakes to the rescue. He said he's calling
I
him.
Know. His superpower is he can throw those snowball cakes at people. I saw them in the store the other day, snowball cakes.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to call
Coopy Cakes.
In.
What?
I think he's too scared. He said he's calling in, but I think he's scared.
He's calling in because we're calling him Coopy
Uh-oh.
Cakes?
Here we go. Here we go. Welcome, Coopy Cakes.
Coopy Cakes to the rescue. Who are you saving today?
Listen here. Okay.
Who are you
off,
saving?
Hi, Andrew. Hi, Frosty. Everybody listening. Great. Whatever.
Ian is listening. You didn't say hi to Ian.
Oh, Ian, too. What's up, Ian? Sorry. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cover.
Oh, God. No, you didn't.
To give her old dog a bone. And when she bent over, Rover took over, she got a bone of her own.
Okay, is that what you had to say about your new nickname?
No, that's fine, actually.
Your
I want to market
episode,
that because Shani had a good idea.
Like,
however,
no,
I don't want
I have the copyright on that. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, Koopa King, she has the copyright on that. And for the first episode, you get to rescue Danny.
Pardon?
Yep. Yep, Koopa Cakes.
I have the copyright on Koopa Cakes. Sorry.
I don't think so.
You get to rescue Danny.
So. I just didn't know about what? Ugh. Shit. Fuck.
No. He could just be the evil. Doesn't every superhero fight an evil person?
But I'm the evil.
No, I thought the evil Fraggle. The evil.
So, do you like your new nickname?
I'm loving it, like McDonald's.
Okay. I'm glad you love it.
Your panda might be listening, and he likes McDonald's McFlurries. He might not like that.
Yeah, but see, he's Panda Bear. Now I'm Coop. Like, no.
Yes, Koopa Bear, Panda Bear. That's cute, Jade. They could be like partners in crime, superheroes together.
No.
Please, Mac, Jade.
No. I like Koopa Cakes.
Koopa Cakes and Panda Bear. They could have their own show.
Andrew, I have no words to describe what I'm going through right now with this. No words.
Ian says, "How about Super Cooper, the doggy pooper scooper?"
If I had a dog shit company, I'd probably use that.
Okay.
Yeah, tell him that. Say, Ian, you helped.
And now at your local parks, here's Cooper the Pooper Scooper.
No, it's Cooper.
You have fun with that.
Cakes. Sorry. That was weird. But now your friends
get to
hear
with that. You can be like, I don't know, they already had the maker of the fake poop, so.
So what does your friend Tyson think about your nickname?
He's not here, thank God.
Ah, no wonder you're okay with it.
I might have to use that for, like, my own thing. I might have to use that. I'm going to plug that for mine, like, on my next one.
No.
I'd be like, by the way, I was called Koopa Cakes, so that's
on your next show? No. You're not allowed to do that. It's copyrighted. Right, Jade?
DJ Koopa Cakes. It's my name.
That's copyrighted.
No, Koopa Cakes is my name for you. No. Sorry.
Fine, prom queen.
No.
She is not prom queen. She is the candy queen.
Princess.
Get it right.
She's a candy girl. Get it right.
Wasn't it prom princess candy something like on the last
show? No, it was candy queen. I was the princess, I thought. Wasn't it, Jade?
No, you were the queen. She
was
the princess.
Girl.
That's what she said.
No, I was a cheerleader.
I don't know.
You guys flip-flopped like all over the place. You went from like candy cult to like Peru cult to, like, I don't know. It was like
a
fallout.
Candy cult the whole time.
No, actually, it was actually the candy, what was it? Crumpet Peru cult.
Yeah, the crumpets. We threw crumpets in for Panda.
Yeah.
Panda, why?
Well,
Panda and Cooper should start a crumpet company. They call it Coop and Panda's Crumpets. I bet you that would do good.
Definitely not, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Why not?
No, ma'am.
Jade, you can write the jingle for the Panda.
That factory would be hell. Are you kidding me? It would just be nothing.
Why?
Like
it would be
cheese.
Fun.
The workers would get angry. Like,
when the show's over, I am going to go make a sound effect, an MP3, that says,
are you eating my thing? Are you eating my thing? You better not be.
Yeah, I'm going to go make an MP3 that says that. Don't have to keep saying it. It says it for me. Over and over.
I think you need to make a jingle for Panda and Cooper Business.
But there's a song that I want to play.
A song?
Yeah, a song.
Yay, I like songs. What are we playing?
Usher.
Usher. Gets a spider?
Usher. Speaking of Usher, the voice starts again soon. I love the voice.
Okay, here we go.
You know what? You're not talking to me, not people, me. You're not talking to sometimes.
Now, what did I say?
It's the way you say stuff.
What did I say?
Oh, God. The part about listening to you, trusting you, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Cooper.
Oh, I'm all
it's from Frosty.
Oh, yeah. I love Frosty. What's up?
It says, ha, 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 coop cakes, laugh my ass off. Sounds like someone's prison bitch name.
You would know. What's up?
Yeah, Frosty's here, coop. He said, you would know.
Frosty's remembering times now, see? That's right. Hold that pocket.
What, you two were in prison together? You and Frosty? Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You were locked in the igloo together? James said he was locked in the igloo.
Zello prison.
Oh, I got to tell you about what Panda did to me earlier. I was so upset. So
what
he told me that Cooper lived in a gang neighborhood. Cooper lived in a gang neighborhood, and that he was in a gang, and that he was a drug dealer. And
oh, yeah, I did drive-bys, too. Don't forget the drive-bys.
Oh, yeah, the drive-bys. Yeah, that.
Wait a minute. I think Frosty and Cooper do the drive-bys together.
I got all upset, and then he's like, Jade, I'm like, what? He's like, I'm just messing with you. I'm like, fuck you, Panda. I don't want to talk to you now. You made me mad.
Oh, man, me and Frosty would load up that icicle machine gun and shoot snowballs at everybody.
Don't forget the cookie cake.
Frosty, did you guys get arrested a bunch of times for, like, shooting people with icicles?
Wait. You got to get the frozen koopy cakes. And shoot
frozen koopy cakes.
Those two, we were throwing
cakes.
Those out the window, too. Free advertising.
You said those are people? They must have worked in life. No, well, the icicles can actually probably cut skin, right?
Yeah, probably. But I think
a
frozen koopy cake
can
knock your ass out.
That's true. True. I think you need to hit somebody from Jersey with a frozen koopy cake.
I don't even want to talk about
that.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel ill from my ass when you mentioned Jersey.
I had a moment.
Jersey has some
really
nice points, okay? They have Wallwood. Wallwood is awesome.
Jersey's where all the garbage goes from New York.
Not okay. Wallwood. Leave my Wallwood alone. I have some fine memories of Wallwood.
I have the perfect song. Listen, here's the perfect song.
I want
song.
A funny song.
Perfect.
Perfect. Love is a guy that thinks he's fine. It's also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
C for Coop. You ready for this one, Coop?
Oh, I'm definitely ready for this one.
Yep, me and Coop buck-eyed everyone while driving by while eating Coop cakes. So you and Frosty, like, eat Coop cakes and hit people.
Wait, he wants to eat your Coop cakes? Oh, damn.
We're just violent people. That's what we do.
Oh, damn, he wants to eat your Coop cakes. Wow. Frosty
and Coop, I didn't know you guys are like that.
Oh, you don't even worry about me and Frosty. It's not that kind of radio station.
Oh, God. That is something that no girl wants to hear.
I thought it was you and Panda.
I can promise you that right now.
What?
Oh, my God.
I said, Frosty eating Coop cakes is not something I ever want to hear.
Yeah, he just wrote something. Frosty just wrote something. He wrote, laugh my ass off.
Oh, man.
He said, no, laugh my ass off. Frosty, you know you love
Coop. I thought I had the copyright on Coop cakes, but I guess Frosty does. My bad.
Frosty,
oh,
yes,
no.
You have the copyright on Coop cakes, don't you?
No.
Huh? No, I don't, or
Coop
no
cakes
what?
And Frosty.
I miss hanging out with Frosty. Me and Frosty used to, like, have so
much
laughs.
But Frosty has your Coop cakes,
or I know, you guys troll. Frosty, you should call in.
I think Andrew's snoring.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why play the siren?
Who's still in the box, Jade? You seeing?
He's gonna wake up and be on the next show.
It's Wakey Wakey, X and Wakey. Jade, you got 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I know. 4 minutes.
Andrew!
I'm going to mute him. Hang on, y'all. All right,
did
there we go.
Did you mute him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, I'm going to let you guys have your last 5 minutes. I'm going to catch y'all later. Good show, guys.
You don't
want to
run away at the store?
Fine. Run away. I did not want your Coop cakes anyway. Give them to Frosty.
Frosty asked him. Frosty just said he wants them. Frosty said he wants his Coop cakes. He just said it.
Oh, I love my Frosty
Ooh,
balls.
Baby.
Well, there you go.
Frosty
he loves
balls.
My
oh
Coop
my
cakes, and I love the Frosty balls.
Wow, so now you want Frosty's Frosty balls. Wow.
No. It's like a snow cone.
Ew.
Hey, that's where your mind is. I actually meant snow cone. That's dirty. Dirty.
Coop, go eat a snow cone. I don't like snow cones. They're too icy.
I ain't got no snow.
Go buy one.
I ain't got no
somewhere.
Snow either. It was 75 degrees and sunshine today.
Here, too. All right, we got 3 minutes
left. I hate being
left.
Told to hush. I really hate being... Okay, so
who
now we're going to do, like, I don't know, somebody, some person.
I did.
Yeah, that person.
I did.
Yeah, that person. So Coopie we're going to be serious. Yeah, Coopie cakes.
Yeah, Coopie cakes.
We're going to be serious.
I was
going to
say, yeah. So today's President's Day. And,
it is President's Day. We had a lot of... presidents in the last, when was the first president? So many long time ago.
Yes, and Family Day in Canada. My bad. But what I was going to say is Trump is talking about cutting funding for special needs programs. I don't agree with it. As someone who has autism and has an autistic child, you don't realize the importance of those programs to some people. So, I mean, I'm not going to kill a horse and just keep beating the hell out of this, but just be aware of what's going on, people. All I have to
say. Be aware, as a special needs teacher who works with autistic children, who's been to school, and who has the autism awareness and everybody who helps, we need that program. You guys don't understand how many parents really need that, so really be aware.
Okay,
some programs are worth cutting, but not that one. What?
Now we can go back to being crazy.
And
you only got like a minute left.
I hate being told to shush. Like, honestly, like, I just, I hate it.
Do what?
He hates being told to shush, he said.
Somebody told me to shush. I don't know who this person is. They just told me.
It was me. Yay.
We got 1 minute left, Jade.
1 minute. What should I do with 1 minute? Okay, we need to hurry up.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Jade, you can thank the audience.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening. And I'll be sure to process Koopy Cakes and get them out to you ASAP.
I don't know if that would be made. Andrew fell asleep on the station, so.
You just say you're going to hold me out? Is that what you just said?
What?
No.
Thank you all for listening.
That's not what I said. That's not how I meant it. It might have sound, that sounded bad. Never mind. Forget what I said.
Frosty's not going to give away his Koopy Cake, Jade, so get over it.
All right, we're going to say later, y'all.
Nada, join us Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday at 10. We'll be back.
I won't be here, but Cooper will.
Oh, Shani, I'll beat your ass. Oh, that's